Yale University study shows association between vaccines and brain disorders. This is a bombshell. Yale University. Hold on, this is Yale. Now hang on, this is Yale, folks. Yale University study shows association between vaccines and brain disorders. Ah. A team of researchers from the Yale School of Medicine and Penn State College of Medicine have found a disturbing association between the timing of vaccines and the onset of certain brain disorders in a subset of children. Analyzing 5 years' worth of private health insurance data on children ages 6 to 15, these scientists found that young people vaccinated in the previous 3 to 12 months were significantly more likely to be diagnosed with certain neuropsychiatric disorders, I don't know why I messed up on that word, neuropsychiatric disorders than their non-vaccinated counterparts. This new study, which raises important questions about whether over-vaccination may be triggering immune and neurological damage in a subset of vulnerable children, something parents of children with autism have been saying for years, was published in the peer-reviewed journal Frontiers in Psychiatry, January 19th. CDC knew its vaccine program was exposing children to dangerous mercury levels since 1999, and it's criminal. It is criminal. More than 95,000 children in the database that were analyzed had one of seven neuropsychiatric disorders: anorexia nervosa, anxiety disorder, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, bipolar disorder, major depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and tic disorder. How many people do you know that have one of these that are under the age of 25? I think we found why. Children with these disorders were compared to children without neuropsychiatric disorders, as well as to children with two other conditions that could not possibly be related to vaccination: open wounds and broken bones. Now, of course, not everyone has one of these, but a lot of the populace does. We have to ask ourselves why. And of course, number one is the addiction to technology. Number two is the vaccines. We're over-vaccinated, and we are totally saturated with technology. It's everywhere, and it has to stop. It has to stop. This was a well-designed, tightly controlled study. Control subjects without brain disorders were matched with the subjects by age, geographic location, and gender. As expected, broken bones and open wounds showed no significant association with vaccinations. New cases of major depression, bipolar disorder, or ADHD also showed no significant association with vaccines. However, children who had been vaccinated were 80% more likely to be diagnosed with anorexia and 25% more likely to be diagnosed with OCD than their non-vaccinated counterparts. Vaccinated children were also more likely to be diagnosed with an anxiety disorder with tics compared to the controls. In a carefully worded conclusion, the researchers caution making too much of these results while also urging further investigation. This pilot epidemiologic analysis implies that the onset of some neuropsychiatric disorders may be temporarily related to prior vaccinations in a subset of individuals, they write. These findings warrant further investigation but do not prove a causal role of antecedent infections or vaccinations, pathoetiology of these conditions, or in the pathoetiology of these conditions. We all know that correlation in this case, vaccine administration, in the previous 12 months, a new diagnosis of brain disorders does not necessarily mean causation. But if certain vaccines or a combination of vaccines are actually triggering brain disorders, it is imperative that we figure out which vaccines or combination of vaccines are the culprits and what risk factors may make some children more susceptible than others. Think about the ramifications of this study. Finally, it's coming out that vaccines are somehow, I want to say it's coming out that vaccines cause certain diseases, but I'm not going to because we're going to use their words. So vaccines are somehow related to brain disorders, as proved by this Yale study, but even though they're too scared to say it, because we know how big pharma is. To get the latest news, go to christiantruther.com/news. You will not want to miss what we produce in this next exclusive. We're going to tie so many pieces together and expose so many, so much of what's going on and the real war that's been going on for a very, very long time. It's been like just subtly in the background, and many have failed to notice it, or many to expose it. You won't want to miss it. Make sure you check it out. Go to christiantruther.com/info to find out more information. God bless and carry on.